At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Yes, it is Sharp Money here on VSiN, the sports betting network, brought to you by DraftKings. And it's a very special edition of Sharp Money as we welcome you in. 2024 NFL Draft is here. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, downtown Los Angeles, and the draft takes center stage. Along with it, Detroit, the Motor City, takes center stage. And as a guy that's from Michigan, grew up about a half hour outside of Detroit, I couldn't be more proud. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about it right before the show started. This kind of coincides with the come up of the Detroit Lions as well, which is, it's almost too, I guess, paradoxical, because, you know, Detroit and the Lions kind of have run a similar plane as we get into it. Because remember, Detroit was a bastion of industry. Everybody wanted to live in Detroit because of the automotive industry and because of wages, and you could make good money for your family and you could afford assembly line, you know, Henry Ford. And then all of a sudden, 67 comes around, the riots, and it becomes a ghost town. And I grew up in an era where you couldn't go downtown to Detroit unless you were going to a Detroit Tigers game. And even when you did so, you had to have a get out plan. OK, so the idea that there's a renaissance going on and people are moving back to the city and the NFL draft is being held there, and the Detroit Lions, who haven't won a Super Bowl in their existence, are starting to become the it team. I don't know. It's just, it feels great. And again, the focus is going to be on the new homes for a lot of these young players drafted coming up later this evening, whether it be Caleb Williams or Drake May, Jaden McDaniels, and a slew of other players. And it's fitting because it's the birth of Motown, Aretha Franklin, Eminem, Detroit, Joe Louis, Lucille Ball, Tim Allen, you know, the Tool Man. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, he's from Detroit. Alice Cooper, Bob Seger, big guy, Madonna, the White Stripes. Detroit brought you soda. Do you like soda? Well, Werner's is the original. Little Caesars, Domino's. You like pizza, don't you? Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, Al Kaline. You get the point. It's an important city that has been kind of buried for years and years and years. And if you like the car you're sitting in listening to VSiN and Sharp Money right now, you can thank Detroit. So we not only praise the draft today, but praise the great city of Detroit, Michigan, as we say hi and welcome you in. I'm proud that the city, I'm getting text messages from my friends. They're treating it like a Red Wings parade, like they just hoisted the Stanley Cup, because there are going to be upwards of 300,000 people downtown in Detroit to make it work tonight for the draft. And the draft itself is becoming a phenomenon. Like, the idea that the NFL can have a showcase on April 25th, when the season ended in February, and just absolutely steal the shine from Denver and the Los Angeles Lakers in a series that's awesome with Philadelphia and the New York Knicks. Nobody's even going to hear a whisper of a ball bouncing because the kids are going to be drafted tonight. And there's so much intrigue. Let's get into it. Trades. I just kind of want to set a base as we start the program, because as I welcome in the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson from downtown Detroit, excuse me, I got a one track mind right now, from downtown Las Vegas at the D. You know, you went off on it yesterday, and I think it was apt that this is Spin City and there's a lot of smoke and there's a lot of absolutes being spoken on social media. But I think that's what makes the intrigue of the draft so titillating, because, you know, it's gamesmanship. It's the ultimate chess match that are being played amongst 32 organizations, and it plays out on our television. You know, I was even thinking back to the pandemic that we all went through, and some worse than others, of course. But even during the pandemic, where Roger Goodell, who is much maligned, was sitting down in his basement and pulling off the draft. And it was the most viewed draft in the history of the NFL. So the idea that we can be locked up in a pandemic and the draft kind of takes your attention away is pretty tremendous. And tonight, you know, the intrigue even tips the scale a little bit more, because the quarterback position matters more than any across any sport. And tonight we've got quarterbacks on quarterbacks. Some you love, some you love to hate. Some you question, some you're adamant about. And what will the teams do? Trades are going to be aplenty. We know that teams are jockeying for position right now, mere hours out from the draft. I'll set it up this way. Let's go with the chalk at 1, 2, 3 to then kind of set a base and then kind of spider out from there. If you do think Caleb Williams, JD McDaniels, and Drake May are going to go 1, 2, 3, as has been posited for a long time now. So Williams to the Bears, Daniels to the Commanders, and May to the Patriots. And that May to the Patriots juice is starting to really build some steam on social. Believe it or not, I'm just telling you what it is. It does appear there are some teams hot on the Patriots' heels. The Patriots, of course, in a rebuild right now. So teams kind of trying to entice the Patriots to move out of three so they can move up to grab Drake May. However, from the betting perspective, if you wanted to go Williams, Daniels, and May, you lay $1.65 over at DraftKings to come back with a dollar. Okay, now we're showing what we're showing 250. That may have adjusted from when I did my prep this morning. We're showing 250. It was 165 this morning. I think that's kind of perfect, because that shows the variance of what the draft means. Earlier today, if you went Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and Harrison Jr., it was closer to $2. We're showing 10-1 or 13-1 now, if Marvin Harrison is the third pick. Dustin, can you jump in here? Because yep, these are the numbers that you gave me earlier. I don't know if Williams, Daniels, May, and Harrison at -140 makes a ton of sense. You want to help me with that number?
Williams, so you're talking about the three, not the four. So Williams,
go for it.
Daniels, May, it's -280 right now. And by the way, it just moved. It was $3 when I just looked at it. So now we're at 280 for that one. And what was the other one you wanted me to look
Williams, up? Daniels, May, and then Marvin Harrison Jr., the expected fourth overall pick.
So that would be a top four order. Williams, Daniels, May, Harrison, -$2.
Okay, $2. Great. So again, that was 140 this morning. Again, that gives you an idea of the variance. Now, I think once you get past those four, J.J. McCarthy and, of course, Michael Penix Jr. become a big part of the conversation. Penix doesn't go round two, so 32.5 is his draft position. If you want to go under that, I'll give the number, and Dustin, you can correct if it's adjusted since we met earlier this morning. Under 32.5 was -370 earlier this morning. So first rounder, 370 to make a dollar on Michael Penix Jr. Now, here's where it becomes fascinating. If you like Penix Jr. like I do to the Raiders at 13, that is now even money. Okay, even money. Just straight up, yes, no. Do you like Penix Jr. at 13 to the Raiders? That is fascinating. That number has jumped around a lot. Again, he is going in the first round. Don't listen to anybody else that tells you differently. He is going in the first round, most likely going 15 or below.
What was under 32.5 when I told you this morning?
-370.
Yeah, it's -450 now.
Yeah, I think it's cute when, but again, and we're guessing. So anybody that says Penix is going in the second round, you know, salute to you because, an educated guess watching the guy play football, he's going to be a first round draft pick. First off, why is the first round so important? Because the value of the fifth year option, you only get a fifth year option on first round draft picks. So quarterback's such a valuable position. There's a reason you might see somebody trade up the 32 to grab Bo Nix, not because they think he's worth 32. Maybe they got him 40 on the board, but that fifth year on a quarterback is that valuable. Now, the Chargers at number five. So if we hop over Arizona and get to the Chargers at number five, so whether or not they take an offensive tackle or trade down, that seems to be the biggest point of contention. Right now, an offensive lineman to be drafted, whether it be Latham or Ault, by the Chargers. And again, Jim Harbaugh, think of the mentality, trenches guy. Whether it's an offensive lineman that's minus 175 and they potentially could trade down. Another theme or base of this draft will be offensive players. Three times we've had 19 offensive players drafted in the first round. We are going to break that record this year. There are going to be 20 players or more drafted in the first round. As a matter of fact, if you want to go offensive players over at DraftKings, 21 and a half is the number on the offense. And if you want to go over, it's plus 160. If you want to go under, it's minus 205. I've got in my draft 20 offensive players being selected, which would break an all-time record in the first round. The six quarterbacks is fascinating because the number is 6.5. Right now, Nix, Bo Nix out of Oregon, to go in the first round is minus 125 when we check this morning. You can double check for me. That would tie a record of 1983 where six quarterbacks were selected in the first round. So then we get to the trades. Go ahead, big guy.
Juice coming in on Nick since we talked under 32 and a half as his draft position is now minus 135.
Okay, so it's gone up a dime since we talked a few hours ago. The trades are fascinating. Minnesota, because they hold 11 and 23, remember they traded to get into the first round, what they do. They are minus 450, Minnesota, to take a quarterback, and they are tied with the Patriots to take J.J. McCarthy at plus 150. That is fascinating. The Giants at number six, once we get past the Chargers, becomes fascinating. Wide receiver for the Giants, minus 225. Will they pass on Neighbors? That is the question. So these kids are going to find out where they're going to be living in a city that's brought you a lot of greatness, and that is the great city, the Motor City, Hockey Town, big guy, Detroit, Michigan. You know I'm proud. You know I'm happy.
I know you love Detroit, and I'm going to break some news here for you because no one else has reported this today. In Detroit, when the draft begins, the number one pick is going to be Caleb Williams out of USC to the Chicago Bears. Breaking news. You heard it here first.
No smoke, no conjecture, just facts. Sharp Money, presented by DraftKings. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, VSiN.com, it's brand new, and it's your hub for the NFL draft. So make sure you check it out. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, and betting guides. Make sure you check out the brand new VSiN.com. I should give a shout. It's not my read right now, but I'll tell you, we've got draft coverage going on all day today. And as we welcome you back here on Sharp Money, this is the place you need to be if you want to wager on the draft. Becomes more and more popular exponentially every single year. It's a hell of a lot of fun. The numbers are moving like crazy. Literally at the open there, the numbers had moved 30 cents or more on some of these draft props. So we'll keep you updated over the next 2 hours and 45 minutes. The information that's coming in right now, I'm going to go to the big guy here in a second and we'll get that. I set the base for the draft. So as we welcome you back here on Sharp Money, presented by DraftKings, Dustin Sweetelson, Patrick Maher, let's do this. Let's let you know. So what we're going to do is we're going to go straight to the source. Okay. So the top five teams, the Commanders, we're going to go JP Finley. The Patriots, we're going to go Andy Gresh, W-E-E-I. So we're going to go to them and listen. Like, these are the people on the local radio. They know what the people are doing, what the front offices are doing. We're going to go straight there and find out. Bill Zimmerman, nobody covers the Bears closer. And remember, they're not just number one. They've got another pick in the top 10. What will they do? Brennan White, he runs the book at DraftKings. That is perfect. We're going to go to the Cardinals, who are sitting four with Bo Brack, and then Fernando Ramirez, who covers the Chargers here in Los Angeles. We're going to talk to him. So a very loaded show, because this is what we do. Dustin and I have been doing these draft shows for years and years, and we like to go straight to, I guess you call it the war room, go straight to the source,
yeah,
if that's the better way to put it, because these people are hanging out. They know exactly what's happening. Before you get to your news and notes, let me just tell you that the fight for Los Angeles, we're going to talk about the Chargers. I know you have a note on the Rams coming up. The fight for Los Angeles is real. So where I live over here by the beach, it's called Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, Venice, Santa Monica. You know, it's just the coast. So the pier that is in Hermosa Beach last weekend got absolutely taken over by the Chargers. Marching band, DJ, handouts, like they're trying to capitalize on the Harbaugh business, right? So that was last weekend. This weekend, I go take the little dog, try to get a little coffee, and the same pier is whose house? Rams house. Absolutely decked out and everything Rams. It was 7 a.m. They had a DJ setting up. They're going to be handing out Rams memorabilia, and they've got a life-size 100-yard football field on the sand that is all about the Rams. So Los Angeles right now is very much a fight for the NFL. That's what I will say.
It's a scene out of like a movie, like what you dream of Santa Monica High School's football stadium being, literally on the sand with the Pacific Ocean hitting the stands. I think I need a real football game to be played on that field. I need it to happen at some point.
Well, because I think it's important to understand, like, just this way is Inglewood, where SoFi Stadium is, where the Rams, they own it, and the Chargers, they rent. It's only a few miles from the beach. And then you go that way, and that's downtown, which is much further away. That's where the Lakers play. That's where the Clippers play. So it's kind of territorial and provincial, but I just wanted to let you know, get a local feel here. If there is a local feel on the Raiders, you would know. I do believe that the Raiders and the Penix buzz is getting real, because it's gotten to even money, which is an interesting number, because even money to go 13 to the Raiders means there's something going on, because there are teams that could leapfrog, including right before them at 12, the Denver Broncos, that need a quarterback. So for even money to be sitting there at a specific pick is fascinating.
Also, you should thank James K. Polk. None of that would be possible in your backyard without him and the shady stuff that he did to acquire California. Secondly, yeah, I think a big part of this is the Raiders can actually leverage more than Denver can if they want to move up here, just because of what the Broncos gave up for Russell Wilson a couple years ago. Also, tie that in with the fact that they're still paying him so much money this year. I'm not so sure the Broncos are as willing as the Raiders to move up, where the Raiders have a first-year head coach mentioned Antonio Pierce, wants to find his guy right away. And I think the dreams of finding a way to get reunited with Jaden Daniels, those fell short a few days ago. There was no shot they were going to trade up and be able to get Jaden Daniels at number two. So Michael Penix Jr. ends up being their consolation prize.
Yep, nope, it's well put. So six quarterbacks potentially going in the first round, a lot of juice. You know, Michael Lombardi has Knicks going in the first round, obviously along with Penix. Six quarterbacks would tie 83 for a record. Again, the outside of the quarterbacks, you have the wide receivers, you have the offensive linemen, you're going to have a record amount of offensive players drafted in this draft. So that's why there's a lot of juice here. So let's get to some of the reports coming out right now. Dustin has been scouring social because it's going crazy.
Yeah, so we'll do the Rams one first. Apparently, according to Diana Rossini, the Rams are trying to trade into the top 10. And remember, this is an organization that hasn't had a first-round pick in a very long time. They kind of kicked the can down the road in the quest of that Super Bowl title a couple years ago. So now they're trying to get into the top 10. The question is, what are they identifying that they want? There's been talk of offensive line. Obviously, Aaron Donald retired this offseason, looking for an impact defender to replace him. So there's a few ways they could go. And a following tweet by Rossini I thought was interesting, where she quoted a decision maker in the NFL who said, for the teams trying to trade up, it's getting real right now, the hours leading into the draft tonight, because it's tough to watch teams pass on guys like Joe Alt, Malik Nabers, and Marvin Harrison Jr., because those teams need a quarterback, which means because all those teams are going to force a quarterback because you have to find one. They're going to trade up. They're going to move into that top 10. All of a sudden, guys who should be top 10 picks, who are certainly top 10 talents, could be sitting there at 8, 9, 10, 11 for you, and the Rams want a piece of that.
Okay, is that it? Is it just Rossini, or you got anything else for us here?
I've got a few more on the quarterback. So this is an interesting one. First, Jordan Schultz reporting the Giants are trying to trade up for number three with New England to get Drake May. However, with the Patriots owning that pick and also needing a quarterback, Tom Curran with the report earlier today that unless New England is blown away with the offer, they're likely going to take North Carolina quarterback Drake May in that number three position.
Okay, so Drake May potentially to the Patriots. And again, Williams Daniels May was right around $165 earlier today to go 1, 2, 3 in that order. I guess the assumption would be Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4. It's almost like I compare what the Arizona Cardinals, the situation they're in, to the Chicago Bears, Dustin, because the Caleb Williams conversation is like, if you pass on Caleb Williams, go Jaden Daniels or another player at 1, and then Caleb Williams becomes, you know, the unlimited ceiling, you don't have a job anymore.
Yeah.
So if that greatness is, you know, foreseen or corroborated, the Chicago Bears look like the loser. The same with, you know, an all-world pedigree, size, production, wide receiver. If you pass on Marvin Harrison Jr. and he goes on to be Larry Fitzgerald, the Arizona fan base would very much like another Larry Fitzgerald. So I have a hard time thinking they would pass on the wide receiver. I do think it gets juicy with the Chargers, because I think what a lot of people have been saying is very true. You got a dude living in a van down by the beach that wants to build up an offensive front to protect his quarterback, and Justin Herbert. Would be no surprise if Harbaugh doesn't jerk around and just goes offensive lineman. The Giants are fascinating. They extended. Now they can get out after this year, but they did extend the quarterback ACL injury for Daniel Jones. Do they try to procure another quarterback, or do they pass on a Malik Nabers? Tennessee, offensive lineman has been discussed. Atlanta, your guess is as good as mine. The Bears would love for Odunze at 9 to fall to them.
I think Atlanta is an interesting team for the Michael Penix sweepstake. If it goes Williams, Daniels, Drake May, and McCarthy all gone, and we get to the Falcons at 8, that could be the spot where they look to trade down and other teams try to get into that top 10 to grab Penix. Because you can't guarantee, especially if you're the Raiders, that he's going to be there at 13 when you have the Broncos. And let's remember the Vikings, who everyone's assuming, by the way, everyone's assuming the Vikings are going to deal those two picks to make a splash and draft a quarterback in that top 5, top 6. Well, can't do that if somehow those four quarterbacks are off the board. There's a chance the Vikings could be in on Michael Penix Jr. as well.
Absolutely a chance. Sitting there at 11, not having to give up any capital and still get a quarterback for the future. I totally agree with that. you know, the McCarthy buzz is fascinating because, you know, there are some that believe he could go to the Commanders. I'm sure you have a number on McCarthy to the Commanders, and we just showed a great job. 14-1 was our last number over at DraftKings, which is fascinating because I'll give you a comparison. Dustin got it, what, Monday at 27-1? Last Thursday at 27-1. So right around half the price now to the Commanders, and the Vikings plus 150, the Patriots plus 150. So if the Patriots stay at three, it looks like the conversation is going to be May or McCarthy, obviously.
Yeah, look.
Or a trade.
And we will hear from J.J. McCarthy in the next segment because he was asked on the Rich Eisen show about where he may go, teams that might be interested, and he had no problem name-dropping this team. This team doesn't pick in the top five, but they're not far off. And yes, it's my worst nightmare.
Okay, well, speaking of J.J. McCarthy potentially going to the Patriots, we are going to go to Andy Gresh from WEEI. In 15 minutes, we're going J.P. Finley, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. We're going to come back with J.J. McCarthy and more of the picks next.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Experience the thrill of the NFL draft with VSIN's exclusive coverage tonight, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern with VSIN primetime hosts Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel, and special guests Mike Golic Sr. and Mike Golic Jr. as they dive deep into the draft prospects and predictions. Stay locked in for a special edition of GM Shuffle. At 8 p.m. Eastern, where former NFL executive Michael Lombardi and Femi Abebefe bring you real-time analysis of the first-round picks. Michael will give you his thoughts on every draft pick and trade as they happen. Watch this special edition of the GM Shuffle on VSiN DraftKings Network or on our VSiN YouTube page. Cap off the night at 11 p.m. Eastern with VSiN Tonight, where they wrap up all the first-round action. You can find all your NFL draft betting insights at vsin.com/draft. That's vsin.com/draft. So we got you covered with broadcasts throughout the day covering the draft from a betting perspective. We welcome you back here. Sharp Money presented by DraftKings. I'm Patrick Maher, Dustin Sweetelson, downtown Las Vegas at the D. And we are going to hear from, if anything happens, Dustin, feel free to interrupt. You're following social closer than I am. We're going to hear from J.J. McCarthy, who has kind of been the most polarizing or lightning rod as far as the quarterbacks. Michael Penix Jr. right now is even money to go 13. Of course, we know Caleb Williams is going to go 1, and 13 is the Raiders, I should say. We know Caleb Williams is going 1 to the Bears. And yep. Then after that, you know, Jaden Daniels to the Commanders is fascinating. And coming up in just about 10 minutes, we're going to talk to J.P. Finley from 106.7 The Fan in D.C., and he covers the Commanders outside of his job on the radio. So I'm going to be very fascinated to ask him. There has been a lot of smoke about Jaden Daniels not wanting to play for the Commanders. So it poses a question. Would you draft the number one player on your board? Let's just say there's a distinction between Daniels and May on the Commanders board. But if it's slight and you have you have Drake May telling you, I'd love to play for you, and Daniels, I'm not overly interested. Would you then leapfrog Drake May over Daniels, even though Daniels is the player on your board? That's the question I want to ask when we have J.P. Finley on the show. And then the New England Patriots. The Patriots are in a very tenuous spot because they have an interim general manager. They have Gerard Mayo, who's a first-year head coach, and they don't have a roster. Yet they have a fan base that has been hit with, you know, maybe some apathy, but at the same time, the only way to cure that apathetic nature of a fan base is to draft a quarterback. So you're caught in a situation, and the DraftKings is set, you know, that it emanates from New England, and you all know what I'm talking about here. If they draft a tackle, if they took Joe Alt out of Notre Dame, it might be sage. It might be the right thing to do during a rebuild process, but it's not going to get you excited. If they draft a Drake May, if they draft a J.J. McCarthy, even though it probably doesn't do anything this year, all of a sudden you've kind of injected some juice into the organization. It's a no lose for the Cardinals at 4. It's a no lose for the Chargers at 5. The Giants at 6 are fascinating because off of a playoff performance, they paid a very polarizing quarterback in Daniel Jones. The Tennessee Titans, free roll. The Atlanta Falcons, they have a quarterback, free roll. Chicago Bears, free roll at 9. The New York Jets, it becomes fascinating. 12.5 yesterday was the position for Brock Bowers, the tight end out of Georgia. The expectation would be, give Aaron Rodgers another toy, a great pass catching tight end, 2-1 right now to go to the Jets. But every expert we've had on the program says over 12.5 as far as positioning for Brock Bowers. So the assumption is he's not going to go there at 10 to the Jets. Okay. And then you get to 11, Minnesota. Does Minnesota stay put? Do they move up? We know they're taking a quarterback with their first pick. As a matter of fact, Minnesota first pick minus 450, the quarterback position. The Denver Broncos need a quarterback at 12. The Las Vegas Raiders need a quarterback at 12. And then the Saints, Colts, and Seahawks, who the freak knows?
By the way, Brock Bowers, I could see him. I do agree with the experts. A situation where he falls. And doesn't it feel like this happens every couple years? The Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones drafting in the 20s. We walk away from round one going, well, the Cowboys in round one might have gotten the best overall football player in the entire draft drafting in the 20s somehow. I could really see that happening.
Not a surprise. They tend to be. And it worked out for them when they took the wide receiver. I'm trying to think.
CeeDee Lamb.
The wide receiver out of Alabama.
Yep. CeeDee Lamb fell to them. Micah Parsons fell to them. They go, well,
and Michael Parsons is the Parsons because he had to sit out his final year because of, you know, problems off the field. And Jerry Jones is like, I'm in my 70s. I got problems off the field, too. And now they've got maybe the best top three defender in all of the NFL. So you promised we're going to hear from some of these quarterbacks. Yeah. These quarterbacks now just quickly are so media trained to help bend the narrative. It's so different than it was even 5 years ago.
Yeah. All right. So J.J. McCarthy, you mentioned he's polarizing. He could go 2 to Washington. He go 3 to New England. He can go to the Giants at 6. Someone like Minnesota, who has been reported for months that they're eyeing him, could trade into the top 5 to take him. So could Denver. So could the Raiders. He's an option for many teams. He went on the Rich Eisen show yesterday and was asked, does he know where he's going?
Where you're going? Any idea?
I mean, I have somewhat of an idea. New York Giants, I've spent the most time with. You know, they're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable. Love, you know, Mr. Shane. Love Coach Tierney. Coach Kafka, Chicago guy. Just being able to go in there, pretty much know, like, most of the install because Coach Dable came from Alabama and Coach Gaddis came to Michigan from Alabama. So it's similar formations, motions, plays, all that stuff. So being able to get that install in was been great. You know, I met with them twice. It's been amazing.
Okay. So I just want to be very clear when I said media trained, that doesn't mean he's going to the Giants. He would like to go to the Giants.
Yes.
That is him trying to force the Giants' hand, him trying to positively manifest it into existence. And he's a manifester and a meditator. That's what he does.
Yeah. Also, you try to get a girl's attention at the bar. What do? You talk to another girl and let her see you. Let her see you doing it. So maybe he wants to go to New England. Maybe he wants to be a top three pick. You let people know, hey, you know, I really like the Giants. And that way maybe the Patriots get a little jelly and they make a decision on which quarterback they want to take.
The point is, Dustin's making a great point. The point is they have PR people. The PR people say, when you're asked this question, say this team, here's why. And that's why he said that. Who's next?
All right. The next one here, let's hear from Caleb Williams because he's in an interesting spot. It's not often we have a number one pick who's going to go to a team that also has another top 10 pick with Chicago at number 1 and number 9 tonight. He met with the media yesterday and was asked, what would he like to see the Bears do at number 9 after he's drafted?
So, Olu Fashanu, because I know he put his life on the line for me, protecting me. And then, geez, I probably go one of the top two wide receivers.
Whoever's there. So he said Olu Fashanu because they played high school ball together, and he'd lay his life on the line for him. And then, if not him, one of the top wide receivers. That lets you know where his head's at.
Okay, so there's Caleb Williams, and of course, Caleb Williams at one, and then the Bears, because of the trade last year, are sitting nine as well. Got anybody else there, big guy?
Yeah, some leverage for Arizona. And I thought this was a very telling no answer from Monty Ossenfort, their GM. He was asked, so how many players you got in the round one on your big board?
Yeah, you know, I don't like, again, we don't necessarily talk first round. It's not really a language we use. We talk about roles and where they fit on our team. You know, in terms of number of guys that we have on our board, you know, it's a little bit of a moving target. I mean, I'd say we have guys that are up there, but I would say, you know, there's a focus number that we're more interested in. You know, I wouldn't say it's an extensive number. We put these guys got to check a lot of boxes for us to be guys that we want to add to our program. So hard for me to give you a number on that, Josh.
Zero chance you're getting that answer.
Okay, thank you to Mr. Gannon, who was sitting next to the general manager, Ossenfort, with the Arizona Cardinals. Word salad doesn't begin to even introduce whatever the hell that just was. That guy, round and round, was just talking in circles. That's actually a good illustrator of what the hell this is all about.
He was desperately trying not to give away any details that could lead people to what they were thinking. But they're in an interesting spot. I think they can take the mindset today. Look, you want to take Marvin Harrison Jr., that's great. Is there a chance to trade down, acquire more assets, i.e. with Minnesota? Maybe Roma Dunze is there at 11 for you. You get that other pick from Minnesota in the 20s at 23, take another impact defender. They also have another pick later in the draft. They could really have a big day if they want to trade down, but it's hard to pass up on Marvin Harrison Jr. if he's just sitting there waiting for you.
C.J. Stroud, Harrison Jr., along with the two studs they already have, I have a hard time seeing them pass up. Now, Arizona is a team that's willing to dance because, remember, they moved up for the edge last year and gave up a ton. So they're willing to make trades for Anderson, the edge out of Alabama last year. So Arizona, they're willing to get busy. Arizona at four, Los Angeles at five. Really, once we get to 14, you could take a deep breath. But 13, the Raiders, yeah. 1 through 13, it's just like it's nuts. We're going straight to the Commanders with J.P. Finley next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, bet $5 to get $200 instantly. NBA playoffs over at DraftKings, an official betting partner of the NBA. You got to use that promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N. Again, $200 instantly in bonus bets when you do for new customers at DraftKings. The crown is yours. Got you back. The draft coming up in a mere hours in Detroit, Michigan, NFL Draft 2024. Sharp Money presented by DraftKings. I'm Patrick Maher, Dustin Sweetelson, and it's a busy day for J.P. Finley, B. Mitch and Finley, Monday through Fridays, 10 a.m. Eastern to 2 p.m. in DC. And JP 106.7 The Fan has been covering the Commanders for a long time. So first off, progressive guest line, JP Finley, thank you for the time. I know it's busy. And I know you and B. Mitch are tired of talking about who the Commanders are taking at two. But let me start here with Adam Peters. How has it been different as far as information with the new regime in front office so far?
Oh, it's been very different. You know, for a long time, I'd even go back one level to ownership, that ownership is kind of, with the change in ownership, all of the longtime folks that had worked here under Dan Snyder are gone, and that has changed a lot of things. Peters came up in New England under Belichick, and then was with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. That'd be notoriously quiet franchises, I would say. And, you know, while we all feel like we're zeroing in on what they're going to do tonight at number two, all of the speculative stuff and information you gather is from league sources, not from team sources, at least for me. And it seems like that's what's going on all around. It's been interesting. You know, Peters has been pretty close to the vest, but last week he did his pre-draft presser, and he was forthcoming on a few things, and I think he was telling the truth that they're not going to trade out of number two, but that trading elsewhere is certainly an option. And he was, yeah, it's not a secret, but he's like, yeah, we got to find our quarterback. So, you know, little hints of or nuggets, if you will, but at least finally we get to find out who it is tonight.
Yeah, the speculation will come to an end. The Commanders at number two. JP Finley, 106.7, The Fan, joins us. So, obviously, we've heard about Jaden Daniels. He's the favorite, potentially, to go to the Commanders. I know you guys have been discussing, potentially, his reticence to come to Washington. Do you buy in to the reticence from Daniels and his camp?
Reticence is a good word there. I think it more is like a preference thing, and you know, California kid. I believe Antonio Pierce recruited him to ASU. Certainly those two guys have a close relationship, it seems. And it's not like, you know, Antonio Pierce at ASU, I think, was the linebackers coach. It's not like he coached Daniels one-on-one. So I think, you know, there was probably some talk of if Vegas can trade up and make this happen, or you know, Daniels might not have been the consensus number two pick. And then it's like, all right, well, maybe Vegas can get to number three if the Commanders are going to take Drake May. And I think all of that allowed kind of this, I don't know, like dream or preferred scenario where he gets to Vegas in his head. And in the last week or so, man, all I've heard, that there was a conversation between folks in Washington and the Daniels representatives to make sure everybody understood, we really like you, we'd like to get this done. And I think Daniels has now publicly said a few different times, like, I'm going to go wherever I get picked. I'm really excited. This is my lifelong dream. So I think my real answer there is I think whoever drafts him guarantees him about $40 million, and I think he's going to be really pleased to sign a contract that guarantees him $40 million, wherever that may be, from sea to shining sea.
JP, you've taken calls for months from the Commanders fan base. So let me ask you this. Yeah. Who do they want at two?
I'd say it's 60-40, 70-30 Daniels to May.
Got it. Who does JP Finley want?
Daniels. I like Drake. I think Drake's a good prospect. I just think Daniels is people get so caught up in the size and the hits. I think he's an elite passer and like a pocket passer. And I think he's got a quick release and he reads defense as well. And I just think I had a quarterback coach, an AFC quarterback coach, tell me, I get why people would want Drake, but Daniels plus Cliff Kingsbury is gasoline on a fire. And I see that too, and I think this offense could be pretty good right away with Daniels. And that doesn't mean I think he can also improve. I think there's plenty he can improve on, or at least prove that he can. Like, we haven't seen him throw over the middle of the field much. There's a lot of stuff that I think he still has a high ceiling as well as the high floor.
JP, in the betting market, there is what's considered steam. So the number shortening up on JJ McCarthy potentially going to the Commanders. Do you buy any of that?
I think it's going to be Daniels, but the McCarthy thing I do find interesting. These guys, Peters and Dan Quinn, have talked a lot about leadership and how important that is at the quarterback position. I believe them when they say that, and like finding a winner and all of that kind of like intangible stuff that, you know, McCarthy just kills it at. I think they really do value that stuff. And if you consider, you know, last week a lot was made about their Topgolf visit, right? And they had Daniels, May, McCarthy, and Penix there. I think the McCarthy and the Penix angle is that they get an offer they cannot refuse. Like, I mean, say Vegas does something nuts and offers them 4 ones or something, and they feel like they have to trade. I feel like they wanted to get some real due diligence on both McCarthy and Penix. And I could see them really liking JJ when they come out of a meeting with him.
Right now, Penix, and we're talking to JP Finley, just a couple more minutes, 106.7 The Fan there in DC. Penix is even money to go to the Raiders at 13, and Bo Nix's number is starting to drop. Do you potentially see six quarterbacks going in the first round here?
It's a lot, right? But I could see a scenario where the first four picks are quarterbacks. Like, I could see somebody trading the four for McCarthy. I don't think it's happening, but I could see a scenario where five of them go by 15. If McCarthy and Penix go in that 11, 12, 13 range where, you know, you've got Vikings, Broncos, Raiders that all need QBs. So, yeah, I mean, could I see it get to six? Yes, I don't know that I would wager on that. I think if you're looking at a bet, what is it for offensive linemen? 9.5? I kind of like that.
9.5. And by the way, offensive players, it's sitting at 21.5. The record is 19. So the number is set for offensive players in the first round at 21.5.
What is the juice on the under on that?
The juice on the under is minus 20. It's so the under is favored at 205. The assumption is 20 offensive players are going in the first round. So 21.5 juice under at 205.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. That's to take the unders. I mean, so you need. I mean, is there a first round running back? I'm not sure. There's probably only one tight end going. If you only have one tight end.
Yeah, right. And the Brock Bowers juice is to the Jets at 10, but most of the sharp people we've talked to have him going past 12.5, which is his draft position. So, I mean, it's a wild, there's so much speculation this year, it's wild.
And, dude, I don't know that anybody knows anything, honestly. Like, I hit a huge bet a couple years back on Drake London going to the Falcons, and there were enough people that kind of had a real good idea that would happen. I got nothing. Like, I don't know. I'm watching just like you. I think you want to parlay Caleb and Jaden at 1 and 2, but even parlaying it is probably still like negative odds, like significantly negative odds. So I think you just watch it unfold, and maybe you take one at like the offensive player. So what is it if you go over 21.5?
+160, so a dollar gets you $1.60 back.
I mean, that might be kind of a fun sweat. You can start counting the defensive players. Like if Atlanta doesn't take the DN for Bama, Dallas Turner, I think. Like if they don't take him there at 8, you might not get a defensive player till 14.
it's gonna be wild, but
it's gonna be crazy.
I appreciate the time. I know it's going to be a busy day for you. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 A Fan. I love your guys' show. Good luck tonight, and thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. No problem.
Okay. Thank you. So
I love it. That was awesome.
A progressive guest line. The reason that's awesome is he knows the Commanders organization. Like, he covers them directly, and he's just like, yeah. You want to have a sweat? Let's go with the offensive players. Offensive linemen, by the way, 9.5.
I'm embracing this. The fear of the unknown with the draft is like getting the juices flowing for me. The fact that someone like him who's so connected is like, yeah, don't know anything, guys.
New England, Andy Gresh, WEEI, next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.